We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hour number 3 is in your eardrums. Great to be with you. Had a nice little 2-day vacation. Got to see so much of the area. I got to show you off upstate to my family over the weekend, and it was absolutely tremendous. Toured Furman, toured Clemson, Table Rock, pretty place. Greenville Farmers Market, Greenville Zoo. The question isn't what did we do? The question is what didn't we do over the last 4 days? Tons of fun. You guys have created an environment up here that shows to your families so well, and I'm so appreciative of that. And I think the one thing my family took away from this area, you know, the beauty goes without saying, but they said, well, we've never been in an area that has more nice people. And then they said, Mark, what the hell are you doing here? No, just kidding about that. But they said they've never been in an area with more nice people, right? They've never, I mean, the kindness of people. I think my sister said it was a little surreal, like she was waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it never did. You know, just the kindness of the people here, of you guys, just goes without saying. Everyone is so polite, kind, thoughtful, and I thank you for that, as my family had a wonderful, wonderful time. We were talking a little bit earlier in the show about the Carolina Panthers, and I asked the question, and you'll hear this here in a minute. You know, I asked the question: could one team unify both North Carolina and South Carolina? You know, could one team do that? And Michael Stathakis says South Carolina used to have a stigma on the account of the Confederate flag, and North Carolina got more shine with NCAA hosting and whatnot. Lately, after the gender bathroom controversy in North Carolina, which I have heard about, we've been hosting and in general are on the come up. South Carolina is in a golden age right now. I also asked for one word or phrase to describe South Carolina or Clemson's baseball season. Michael Stathakis says on South Carolina, sacrilegious. Austin Ornelius says deplorable. We go to the text line. As a Gamecock fan, all I can say is our season was pitiful. Pitiful is the word. From Jeremy B. Jeremy B., thanks so much for the text. And I asked you during either or, I saw this during a commercial break. Would you respond to this or not? Okay, your sister tags you in something on Facebook, and somebody in the comments, there's a picture of her, says, very sexy top. As an older brother, do you let that slide or do you comment on that? I chose to comment on it. Kevin and Greer says, let it go, not disrespectful. I don't know about that, Lonzo. I don't know. Very sexy top? There's something about that hit me the wrong way, man. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with being the overprotective brother. I mean, I applaud you for that. But at the same time, you know, again, I've seen worse. If they said, man, that is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Then I'm coming after him.
Right. So at least it was complimentary. Complimentary in a very creepy way. I think you're taking it too creepy.
No, so the thing is, if it's something negative, then I'm coming after you. If it's something like that, then you get like the warning, like, man, that was for a public forum. That was a little bit not meeting with what I consider to be acceptable. So anyway, your take on that. Welcome at 1-844-477-3776. We do it each and every day at this particular time. We call it the top three at three, and the top three at three starts now. All right, so this is really cool. College Football Valley at CFB Valley has posted the most recruiting commitments among the top 300 players in the nation. And they've categorized them by football rivalries. Okay, so let's go through here. The what do you say we do the top five? Okay, the number five is the Red River rivalry. These are 2020 recruiting classes. Okay, so the upcoming recruiting class. The Red River rivalry comes in at number five. They have 9 total ESPN 300 commitments. Oklahoma has 5. Texas has 4. That's pretty even. Number four, Florida State and Miami for the 2020 season. A total of 12 300 commitments, ESPN 300 commitments between the rivalry. Florida State has 6. Miami has 6. At number three, you've got Florida and Georgia with 14 total commitments. The beauty here is both have 7. Go Gators. There you go. 7 each for a total of 14. Number two, in terms of the rivalries with the most talent among recruiting classes for the 2020 season, the Iron Bowl, Alabama and Auburn. Here's the problem. A total of 15 recruits. Alabama's got 13. Auburn has 2. How do you think that rivalry is going to look going forward? And then, I don't know if you take this as a compliment or a diss. It depends on what colors you wear on a Saturday afternoon. What rivalry leads the way in the most cumulative talent in all of college football for the 2020 recruiting class? You guessed it, the Palmetto rivalry. Clemson and South Carolina. Now, South Carolina's number isn't overly bad. It compares favorably with what I shared with you about Florida State, Miami, and Texas. South Carolina has 5 ESPN 300 commitments. Clemson has 14. Game over, ladies and gentlemen. Game over. Thanks for playing. 19 ESPN 300 commitments in the 2020 class for the Palmetto rivalry. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what Clemson has done. And South Carolina, look, no slouch. Georgia has 7, South Carolina 5. Miami 6, South Carolina 5. Texas 4, South Carolina 5. South Carolina's right there with Oklahoma and Texas in terms of ESPN 300 recruits. I'd argue they're pulling their weight. I'd also argue that Clemson is putting together the greatest class that we've seen in college football in the last 20 years, and it is getting to the point where it is just unfair. Up next, folks, they have become the groin strain of college football. They really, really have. And I'm talking about UCF. I'm so tired of talking about these guys. Can Stanford just please take them behind the woodshed the first day of the year so we get a year without having to hear about their garbage? It's even worse when you're from Florida like I am. Oh, you guys won't play us. You guys won't play us. Have you heard this story? So Danny White is UCF's athletic director, and he's not going to play. He's like, we're the prize in all of these matchups. No, not you, Alabama, not you, Clemson. We, the Knights, are the prize. We are a top 10 program. Let's establish one thing first. Finishing in the top 10 does not mean you're a top 10 program in college football. That means you had a good year. Two very, very different things. All right. UCF isn't a top 25 program in all of college football. Let's be real about it. But their athletic director, Danny White, won't accept the agreement that all other small schools have to accept. If you're lucky enough to get a South Carolina or Clemson or a Florida to play you, you're going to do a 2-for-1. 2 games in Clemson's home stadium, 1 game in yours. And Danny White says, no, that's not fair. I'm not going to do that. I'm never going to do that. And now Florida fans have to deal with UCF fans saying, you're ducking us, man. You're ducking us. No, you don't realize your place, little boy. You're not in a Power 5 conference. You are the redheaded stepsister of Florida, of state of Florida college football. And you having one good year in no way, shape, or form changes that. Period. All right? You should be so lucky to get any game with Florida, Florida State, or Miami. And you should take your scraps and you should like them. I call them the groin strain of college football, folks. UCF. Absolutely, positively unbelievable. I mean, if you're a small school, you take the 2-for-1, don't you? two games at Clemson, you get one game at your place. How historic would it be to get one game at your place? Wofford got to play North Carolina at Wofford this year. That's a historic memory. You do whatever it takes to get that opportunity. And finally, folks, in life, I'm a firm believer that sometimes people don't realize what's good for them. And I believe that to be the case for all of you, as it for all of you who are negative about the Carolina Panthers relocating their headquarters, their training facility, practice facility to South Carolina. I don't think you know what's good for you. This is outstanding news. Folks, the NFL is never going to award an expansion franchise to the state of South Carolina. But, you know, the new owner, Dave Tepper, is doing everything in his power to truly make the Carolina Panthers every bit as much as your team as it is North Carolina's team. So you know what, folks? I hearken back to one of my favorite movies of all time. Here's the message that you need to take to heart. Baby steps is exactly what is happening right here. Baby steps towards South Carolina having equal ownership of a team in the greatest league in the country. That is what is happening. That is a phenomenal thing. Stop worrying about the tax breaks. Stop being jealous about that. Stop worrying about them infringing on your territory. You want an NFL team. You need an NFL team. Baby steps are, you know, are something we all need to digest and swallow. In sports media, for example, you, in order to get a full-time job, you need to work part-time for $12 to $15 an hour for a period of years before you can hope to get a chance at a gig like this, 5 days a week, full-time with salary. You need to take those baby steps. This is baby steps for the state of South Carolina. We've had on this show as a topic, will this area ever get a professional team? And I think this is these are big baby steps in that direction. My question to you at 1-844-477-3776, is it possible for one team in the Carolinas to unite both states? Is that possible? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at the aforementioned phone number on the text line 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. On Twitter, at ESPN Upstate for us, our station, at Mark Ryan on air, M-A-R-C Ryan on air for me, at Lonzo on word for Lonzo. And you can also email me during the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. It might strike you as an odd wish, but it's what I would wish for if I was in your shoes. And I'll explain what I mean by that next. Right here on the most interactive sports show in the Upstate, you're Offsides with Mark Ryan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, coming your way at 3:40. There are so many parallels with the Game of Thrones characters and characters in sports. We're going to complete that list coming up at 3:40. If we had to make a comparison between each Game of Thrones character and a character in sports, how would that line up? What would it look like? You will know 16 minutes from right now. And of course, we always have the best thing we heard today. Lonzo's got an evil grin on his face, which is making me nervous about the best thing that that he heard today, coming your way in the 3:50 segment.
There have been times when I have told you you'd be extremely happy. You're going to be extremely happy.
Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear this. Can't wait. By the way, you know, Diesel, the producer of Straight Up with Sturge, is vacationing in Key West right now. You ever been to Key West?
Never heard of him before.
Never heard Diesel. Of him. Okay, Diesel. never heard of Diesel. He's vacationing in Key West right now. If you've never been to Key West, got to go. It's one of those bucket list items.
Still haven't been to Florida yet.
There's a 50-mile bridge, Lonzo, that's just surrounded by nothing but water. Some people get nervous on it because they're just like, what's going to happen?
I'm not good with bridges.
So it's 50 miles over the ocean.
Can you take a boat to it? Do you have to take the bridge?
You got
to
ride. You can fly. I imagine you can fly but it would cost an arm and a leg.
Not going to do
no,
that.
No, not going to fly. So Diesel is in Key West right now. And he has this post right now on social media. He says, snorkeled in the open ocean yesterday. Amazing. I've done that, and I've done that in Key West. My girlfriend saw a shark twice. I didn't. Apparently, the staff was yelling, shark alert, and getting everyone back to the boat. But my head was underwater, and I never heard it. Scariest thing I've ever done in my life, Lonzo. What do you have a scariest? You remember being the I know you're most scared. It was when the garden snake was in your home last week, a few weeks ago, right?
No, that's not the scariest.
Okay. Do you have a scariest thing that's ever happened to you? A fun scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
I have several, but they all have to do with roller coasters.
Roller coasters. Okay.
Yes. No. Shutting down roller coasters.
Oh, okay.
After I've been on them.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they've frozen you in mid-flight.
No. Well, that's happened before too. No. At the Ohio State Fair, which is one of the bigger fairs in the country, which I believe is going on right now. My friend and I think we were seniors in high school. He's like, "Let's get on this one." I'm like, "Okay." And while we're on the roller coaster, I see a guy running with the biggest wrench I've ever seen in my life. I swear it was like 3 feet long, going, "Shut it down! Shut it down!"
I know. I would have a heart attack before it even got to that
point. The worst part is, okay, we made it through that one. He's like, "What are the chances of it happening again?" We get on a different roller coaster, the same exact thing happens, and they shut it down.
Can't do it. Sorry, no, I'm out.
So I think that's pretty scary.
Will you ride on a roller coaster today?
I don't like roller coasters, never have. That's the whole thing. Him convincing me to get on them, I'm like, I have bad luck with roller coasters.
No, scariest moment of my life. I'm in Boy Scouts, and this would never fly today. Okay, I'm in Boy Scouts, and so I had moved to Florida, but my troop was in Colorado, right? And from Colorado, they were vacationing in Key West. So I got to meet my old troop for their little, scout trip to Key West, where they were going to do a bunch of cool things. There's a few things that would never fly here today. The scout leader, who was in his mid-40s, wanted everyone to go midnight snorkeling in the middle of the ocean. Okay? And then he started calling all of us the wussy and the P-word version of that to people that didn't want to go. Okay? Now, I'm 13 at the time. And like, I don't want to be called that. So I don't want to be, one of the only guys not going on that. So here we go. And we go out an hour into the middle of the freaking ocean, Lonzo. The freaking ocean past midnight. It's the AM. And I'm like, you're not expecting me to jump in there. No. It literally, we had an underwater flashlight that had a cone of vision that was about, 3 inches by 3 inches. And we had a buddy system, so we kind of had we're tethered to somebody else next to us, And we all jump in an hour out into the middle of the ocean after midnight. And I've never been more terrified in my entire life. And it's one of those things where you're not less terrified at 41 than I would be at 12. I'd be every bit as terrified today as I was, probably more terrified today than I was then. Here's what happens. You've got the underwater flashlight out there, and you start to see what your underwater flashlight is seeing, and you shut the damn thing off. I have such a small, and like you see a big fin flip, and you're like, I'm not, I don't need to look anymore at this, Every single thing that you feel brush by you, even if it's just a slight wave or like a piece of seaweed, you're convinced is Jaws. Okay? You are absolutely convinced it's Jaws. Scariest thing I've ever been through in my life. Period. End of story. Thanks for playing.
Believe it or not, I've been snorkeling before. But it's
not midnight in the middle of the ocean, right?
But during the day where you could see all the fish underneath and all that kind of stuff. And it's definitely a lot of fun. And I will be hitting the beach here in about a month. So, and there have been shark sightings off the coast.
You're going to which beach are you going to?
We'll be in Coast City, which is
I don't know about that.
It's south of Myrtle Beach.
Best beach in South Carolina is what?
To me, Coast City.
Coast City.
But some other people was. I mean, there's also down more towards the Gulf and things like that. I haven't been to those, so I don't know. That's the best one I've been to.
Another thing we've had going on during the show today, and this is fun. So my sister, I'm taking her to the airport after the show today. My family visited town, had a wonderful time thanks to you guys and the Upstate being so amazing. She took a picture in my apartment, posted it on Facebook, and she's dressed very professionally, very classy, looks great. And somebody on her Facebook said, sexy top. You know, what did I say it was, Lonzo? Somebody on her Facebook said the following, very sexy top, you look great. And I asked the question, if somebody says that on your sister's Facebook page and she's visiting you, do you let that slide or do you not? So a lot of you are saying I'm out of line with that. A lot of you are saying Kevin and Greer said, Mark, let it go. Not disrespectful. Clay C says, lighten up. I don't know who the most recent texter is, but he says he should have left the word sexy off. There's no doubt about that. You don't get to say sexy top about my sister and get away with that. You know, I'm not just going to let that slide. OK, it's never going to happen. Never, ever going to happen.
All right. She's going to give you an earful on your way to the airport.
No, I don't think so. She should.
Why?
Again,
they could have said something negative. It wasn't like, you know, they could have been suggestive about things. They weren't. She said it was sexy. I mean, it could be worse. It could be, oh, my God, that's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
No. That's just them. She wouldn't be friends with somebody that would do that. You know, like, why would you have
so? So this is one of her friends saying that.
I don't know
what
you're
saying.
I don't know who it is.
So you should have found that out because it might be someone who has a right to say it.
It's not her boyfriend, so I don't know that he has a right to say that. I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think? 1-844-477-3776 is the number to join us on the show. The other thing I want to get to is this, and it's total domination. And I'm wondering at this point, Clemson fans, if you're just bored with the entire thing, all right? I have for you a list of wins the last 5 years, all right? ACC teams tied for 13th the last 5 years. We have Syracuse and Virginia with 25 wins. Wake Forest is coming in at 12th place at number with 28 wins. Boston College is in 10th place with 31. Georgia Tech, 8th with 35. Duke is 6th place, tied with Louisville with 36 wins. Virginia Tech is in the top 5 in terms of ACC wins the last 5 years with 39. Miami and NC State are tied for 40 wins. Florida State is 2nd the last 5 years with 45 wins. The last 5 years, Clemson has 65 freaking wins. That's 13 wins a year. 65 wins to 45 wins, first to second place in the ACC. And you know Alabama's dominance in college football? In the SEC, it's a lot closer. 67 wins for Alabama, 52 wins for Georgia. Most college football wins in the whole FBS the last 5 years. The top five, Alabama 67, Clemson 65, Ohio State 62, Oklahoma 54, Wisconsin 53. I wouldn't have thought Wisconsin would be that high, but last 5 years, they most certainly are. If you're a Clemson fan, do you wish the league was better? Like, are you just so elated at Clemson's dominance that, you know, you don't want any competition? You just want Clemson to beat everybody by 4 touchdowns? Because to me, you know, again, it starts to get to that feel in sports where you know the outcome, where you can foresee the outcome before it comes to fruition. And that, to me, is where sports begins to get a little bit dull, a little bit boring. The drama in sports, the unpredictability about it is one of its greatest assets. When I look at the ACC the last 5 years and I see Clemson with 65 wins and Florida State's number 2 with 45 wins, what I would see as a Clemson fan is boredom. It's boredom. So it's really like, you know, it's really a difficult question to answer, right? I mean, but if I'm you, if I'm a Clemson fan, I would answer this question in the affirmative. Do you wish the All Cupcakes Conference, do you wish Mark Ryan could not say that about your conference anymore? Do you wish it was better? Do you wish it offered better competition? Do you wish that it was so that it experienced an increase in quality to the point where you could lose a game or two and still be in contention, right? Still be in contention for everything. Because right now, Clemson loses a game, you have to deal with, oh, well, do they really deserve it? They're not, I mean, that league is so weak. They don't play anybody in that entire league. I think that's a problem. I think that's a problem, and I think it puts you in an uncomfortable position as a sports fan. I mean, yeah, you want your team to be the best, but do you want your team to be the best by the margin it is? I honestly can't see myself answering that question in the affirmative. Sorry, can't do it. Let's get to one before we're out, and Dexter is up next. Dexter, thanks so much for the call. You're offsides. Dexter, go ahead.
Well, I just want to chime in on what you said for us Clemson wins. I'm a Gamecock fan, right?
Yeah.
But that non schedule needs to quit being Furman and all this and all that. They need to go out and play somebody. Why not play Alabama the first non-conference game? Then we might meet up. They might meet up again in the end. But, you know, the non-conference is so small that's four games.
So here's what I would say to that, Dexter. I don't knock Clemson for the out-of-conference schedule because they play two SEC teams this year. And last year, Texas A&M, Dexter, is a top 10 team. They're playing them out of conference. The Furman-Wofford thing, they play that in a rotation for something to do something good for the state of South Carolina. I'm not going to knock them for that. You play two SEC teams in your non-conference. I'm not going to knock them for that. As a Clemson fan, I just would wish that the league was better because I think the league being as mediocre as it is does no favors for the Tigers.
But that's true. But at the same time, the way I look at it is the rest of the ACC is weak, you know, so and we can't blame the conference for that. But, you know,
Why can't you blame them for that?
Well, I mean, you know, they're not getting recruits Clemson again right now. Everybody want to be a Clemson Tiger fan. I got a grandchild. And if he was able to play right now, yeah, I would want him to go to Clemson, even though I'm a Gamecock fan.
Well, I can tell your grandson is going to be a hell of a football player. Please send him anywhere else, okay?
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
Hey, buddy, thanks so much for the call. I do appreciate it as well. Yeah, look, it's, you know, there's no sharing the wealth here. In the capitalist society that we live in, Clemson is dominating. And I'm not the guy that believes people should get handouts, and I'm not the guy that believes everyone should get a trophy, but I would be hoping if I'm a Clemson fan, man, you know, if you are the dominating local coffee shop, it'd be nice to have just a little bit of competition just so we can push ourselves a little bit more. Nobody's pushing Clemson today. Getting pushed is a healthy part of life. It's a healthy part of society. It prevents boredom. See the Golden State Warriors. Clemson is the Golden State Warriors of college football today. All right, coming up next. If each of the main characters in Game of Thrones was a sports star, who would each of them be? We'll tackle that list for you, and we'll do it next, right here on the most interactive sports radio show in the whole state of South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if the main Game of Thrones characters were sports figures, who would they be? Bran. And by the way, if you haven't seen the final episodes of the final season, you have my permission to turn the channel for the next 5 minutes because I don't want to spoil it for you. Okay? And I'll never say that about anything else, but I don't want to spoil the ending for you. So if I'm about to drop some spoilers if you haven't seen it. So if you haven't seen it and I'm going to ruin it for you, I won't be mad at all if you turn the dial for 5 minutes. Okay, here we go. Bran is up first. Dude is now sitting as the final, he's now sitting on the Iron Throne as the whole show ends. Are you kidding me? He's the guy who's awarded everything for doing nothing. He's Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers quarterback. Was the richest, had the highest paid contract in the entire NFL with five starts. With five starts. Are you kidding me with that? What exactly has he done? Daenerys Targaryen, mother of dragons. We liked her, but we turned on her. And some of us liked her. Some of us developed a little crush for pretty old Daenerys there, Emilia Clarke. But we've turned on her. She turned on everybody. She became the mad dragon queen. And to me, the sports version of Daenerys is LeBron. He has a tattoo that says the chosen one. Not really, LeBron. You've gone to L.A. and you've been more concerned about making the barbershop HBO show and movies and TV shows than you are about your game, and it shows. You're not the same player you once were. You're not the same guy you once were, evidently. And therefore, we've turned on you the same way that we've turned on Daenerys. Jon Snow, the true hero but never receives proper recognition. This is today Steve Kerr, who gets no credit for all that the Warriors have accomplished. Mind you, the Warriors had Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green with Mark Jackson and didn't win anything. All right? Used to be Dabo Sweeney. But when you sign a 10-year, $93 million deal, you are being appreciated. Arya Stark is an assassin in a package you would never foresee. You would never see the world's greatest assassin being so small. That's Steph Curry. Steph Curry doesn't look like sport's greatest assassin. He looks like he's prepubescent, but he is. How about Cersei, the evil queen of King's Landing? Oh, did some of us delight in watching her die? She catches your eye, and she's talented. But she's a heinous bee that will never win. That's just what she is, and that's Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook in the NBA. Catches your eye, talented. Oh, he's fast. Whoa, but he fires up a lot of bricks, and he seems very unlikable. Will never win. Russell Westbrook is Cersei in Game of Thrones. How about Sansa? Sansa, the final ruler of the North. Sansa, the independent North Kingdom. Sansa plays nice, but there's a dark underbelly. There's a real dark underbelly to her there. And who do you think? Who do you think, Lonzo, in sports, starts nice, but there's a dark underbelly to them? I think Will Muschamp. I think Will Muschamp is that guy. I think he presents himself well, but I think if you get on Will Muschamp's dark side, you are in a world of hurt. A world of hurt. Jaime Lannister is loyal to a fault. He's not as good as he used to be because he lost his hand. Who does he remind you of in sports? Gamecocks fans when they're ejected from Williams-Brice Stadium. You see where I'm going there? Not what they used to be. They get upset about it. They're rejected. And finally, Tyrion Lannister. Nobody realizes it, but he's the straw that stirs the drink for the whole show. He stands 3'0", but he is the star of the show. He talks people off the ledge with his intellect and his wit. He gets himself out of many sticky situations. Who does that in sports? Who's the straw that stirs the drink? Whose stature in terms of wins and losses is much greater than his size? That'd be Hunter Renfrow, ladies and gentlemen. Clemson slot wide receiver, now wide receiver of the Oakland Raiders. All of your stars in Game of Thrones? All of your superstars in Game of Thrones, who would they be if they were in sports? You're more than welcome to chime in on that. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Lonzo, how'd I do?
Having never seen the show, I mean, I can't really compare. I've seen bits and pieces, and I do know a lot about it. I'm sure you did a really good job.
I tried my best. I tried to be a little bit snarky. I tried to have fun with it, but I truly do feel like the people I selected fit with the superstar character of the show. A check on the text line, 71307. About the Facebook post. Mark, I agree. It would make me cringe if someone said that about my sister. However, it's social media. There's definitely worse out there. Another texter said, I don't think they were being disrespectful. Let it go. That seems to be the common thread here. Maybe I don't know if I'm just more protective of a older sibling than you guys are or what, but I don't just let comments like that slide.
And people haven't seen, they can't see you, so they don't realize how bristling you really are about this. I mean, when you first showed it to me, it's like, dude, you're actually getting angry about this. Okay.
By the way, my old man is texting the show. He said, Jamie Lannister is a Sidewinder snake. He's like Nick Satan or Saban. He's like Nick Satan or Saban. Your thoughts, welcome. Your thoughts, welcome at 1-844-477-3776. Up next, it's the best thing we heard today, and evidently Lonzo has a surprise for you that he, quote, guarantees I'm going to love. Would you trust those words, ladies and gentlemen? You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A lot of people chiming in on, when do you step in on inappropriate comments to someone in your family? And some of you feel like not inappropriate at all. Those people that feel that way, you probably do those things. Okay. But I'm the protective big bro, and I'm sorry. I've always been that way. I will always be that way. I'll tell you, Lonzo, my sister, over the course of her life, my sister's boyfriends have routinely said to me, yeah, I don't think your brother likes me very much. And then she'll tell me that, and I'll be like, that's exactly my plan. I want them to have to earn it. My trust is earned, never given, earned. Okay? So if they say, I don't think your brother likes me very much, that's exactly where I want to be at the start. Okay? You earn my trust, then we're good. But you gotta earn the trust. You absolutely, positively must earn the trust. On this topic, Panther Nation has been waiting patiently to join us on the line. Panther, what's up, brother?
It's all good, Mark, man. Just want to get in on your discussion, bro. I totally agree with, man, with being protected, man, but got to understand something, man. We live in 2019 right now, man. Yeah. People out here crazy, man. People out here are really crazy, bro. You got to pick and choose your battles, man.
Okay, so what? She posted a picture, a normal picture, inside my apartment, and I'm taking her to the airport after the show. And this dude writes in the Facebook comments, "Very sexy top. You look great." I have a problem with very sexy top, especially when she's visiting me and she's not wearing a very sexy top. So I respond, Panther Nation, I don't know that my day needed the very sexy top about my sister. Okay, so who's out of line here, Panther? Am I out of line? Is he out of line? You tell me.
Mark, got to let it go, brother.
I got to let it go?
Got to let it go, brother.
Got to let it go. Is that part of healing?
You got to let it go, because this is why I say that. This is why I say people crazy, man. Unless you're ready to get down and throw down.
Not over that.
You might want to just let it go.
Not over that.
Just let it go, man.
Okay. Okay. Panther, I'm going to try, man. I'm going to try my best to let it go. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.